Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners around the globe, I am your host, Dr. Rakshan Hashmi. My friends and clients call me America's India Expert. To know more about me, please visit my website, www.drrakshanhashmi.com. Live callers, you can press 1 on your phone keypad if you want to be part of this conversation, and your calls will be taken in order it is received towards the very end of the episode. Republic Day, friends. Today I will be talking about Republic Day of India. This show is dedicated to my mom and dad, Mrs. Jamila and Professor Majid Siddiqui, renowned philanthropist as well as biochemist of India, who have left for their heavenly abode. Also, it is dedicated to my maternal grandfather, Professor Abdul Aleem, a renowned freedom fighter and thinker, as well as philanthropist of India, who also left for his heavenly abode, and my parents and maternal grandfather were always there for me on all Republic Day celebrations where I performed as a child. I miss them terribly in my life. They all are my first teachers and mentors in life. Dr. Ashok Seth, conferred with Padma Bhushan Award this year, who has studied at Aligarh Muslim University JN Medical College, and my mom has taught him biochemistry. Over the past 20 years, Dr. Seth has pioneered a number of angioplasty techniques in India and the Asia-Pacific region. The success of students directly translates the success of their teachers. Dr. Seth has a very high regard for my mom. Congratulations, Dr. Ashok Seth. Thank you, Dr. Rahat Abrar, Public Relations Officer of my alma mater in India, the prestigious Aligarh Muslim University, for sharing this news also. The nation's Republic Day, which is a national holiday on January 26 each year, it is the day to remember when India's constitution came into force on January 26, 1950, completing the country's transition towards becoming an independent republic. Large military parades are held in New Delhi and the state capitals. Representatives of the Indian Army, Navy and Air Force and traditional dance troops take part in the parade. A grand parade is held in New Delhi and the event starts with India's Prime Minister laying a wreath at the Amar Jawan Jyoti at India Gate to remember soldiers who sacrificed their lives for their country. India's president takes the military salute during the parade in New Delhi while state governors take the military salutes in state capitals. Awards and medals of bravery are given to the people from the armed forces and also to civilians. Helicopters from the armed forces then fly past the parade area, showering rose petals on the audience. School children also participate in the parade by dancing and singing patriotic songs. Armed forces personnel also showcase motorcycle rides. The parade concludes with a flypast by the Indian Air Force, which involves fighter planes of flying past the dais, symbolically saluting the president. A foreign head of state is the president's chief guest on Republic Day. This year, the Republic Day celebration has created history as U.S. President Barack Obama was the chief guest at the Republic Day celebrations in India. President Barack Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit India twice, as well as the first to attend the country's Republic Day. It's a moment of great honor and pride for all of us Indian Americans. This day also shows the cultural diversity of India. Children are the integral part of celebrations across India on this day. I have performed in many Republic Day celebrations during my school days in India. Now, friends, I will play a song available on YouTube which brings lot of my memories of my school performance at the Republic Day celebration. Sare Jahan Se Achha is a well-known poem written by Urdu poet Muhammad Iqbal. Though written in the Ghazal style, this poem went ahead to become the anthem of opposition for the British Raj or British rule. Although quite an old song, it is still cherished and sung with the same devotion and energy. This song is better known as Taranae Hindi or Anthem of the People of Hindustan. First, I will tell you about this song lyrics in Hindi and translated into English. Sare Jahan Se Achha Hindustan Hamara, better than all the world is our India. Hum bulbule hain iske ye gulsitan hamara, we are its nightingales and this is our garden. Parbat wo sabse uncha hamsaya aasma ka, that mountain most high neighbor to the skies. वो संतरी हमारा वो पास बा हमारा इट इज आवर सेंटिनल इट इज आवर प्रोटेक्टर गोदी में खेलती हैं इसके हजारों नदियां अ थाउजेंड रिवर्स प्ले इन इट्स लैप गुलशन है जिनके दम से रक्षे जहां हमारा गार्डन्स दे सस्टेन द एनवी ऑफ द हेवेंस इज आवर्स मजहब नहीं सिखाता आपस में बैर रखना Fate does not teach us to harbor grudges between us. Hindi hai hum watan hai, Hindustan hamara. We are all Indians and Indian and India is our homeland. Now please listen to this song from Arun Sharma's channel on YouTube. A day for many happy festivities, and these include good cuisine as well. Some of the favorite foods for Republic Day in India are tricolor pulao rice, saffron biryani, bundi laddu, kesariya hara paneer tikka, to name a few. Children get sweet packets from school, as well as some schools provide lunch for the children. Bollywood or Hindi cinema has always inspired me. National festivals like Independence Day and Republic Day have always got special association with Bollywood films. Bollywood films have time and again carved the emotions of patriotism on screen with much flair and enthusiasm. From this program, I would like to congratulate two of my favorite Bollywood stars, Dalip Kumar Sahab and Amitabh Bachchan Sahab, who received Padma Vibhushan. The Padma Vibhushan is the second highest civilian award in the Republic of India. It consists of a medal and a citation and is awarded by the President of India. It ranks behind the Bharat Ratna and comes before the Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. It is awarded to recognize exceptional and distinguished service to the nation in any field, including government service. To celebrate the success of these Bollywood superstars and legends, I would like my audience to listen one patriotic song from each of their films. Song is from Dalip Kumar's movie Apni Azadi Ko Hum from Leader movie of 1964 on Shimaro channel on YouTube. Song written by Shakil Badayuni, composed by Naushad and sung by Muhammad Rafi, is a patriotic song about freedom and the independence. The film Leader starred Dalip Kumar and Vijayanti Mala in lead roles. Enjoy the song, friends.
की अहले वफा के सामने
Second song is from Amitabh Bachchan's movie Hindustan Ki Qasam, is a 1999 Indian film directed by Veeru Devgan and starring his son Ajay Devgan, Amitabh Bachchan, Manisha Koirala and Sushmita Sen. Jalwa Jalwa, sung by Udit Narayan, Sukhvinder Singh and Jaspinder Narula, is available on T-Tips music channel on YouTube. Enjoy now the song Friends.
Oh,
And thank you for listening to this episode, friends. This is your host, Dr. Rafshan Hashmi, now signing off from this episode, and see you in another episode of my radio show. Bye-bye.